Oh, mimniv lo yavdi. Nobody will want to become an apotropist. So why should I go take the obligation to watch somebody else ashore, and if it does damage, I'll have to pay? Why should I do it? Like an apotropist here is doing a favor. He's the guardian. He's doing a favor to the assignment. So therefore, Yechon says, that's the svara, that you know who has to pay. We'll collect the money from the assignment itself, from the character the assignment has. Now, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, Amano, Me'aliyas apotropos, that we make the apotropos pay, since they do not watch it right, therefore they have to pay. But v'choizrev v'nefroyim in ha'yisoymim l'chigadli. But they have a right to assign the apotropos later to collect the money when the assignment become older. They have a right to collect the money. So Rashi says, v'loy, mimniv lo yavdi, like this much he agrees. Because if they'll never get the money back, so nobody's going to want to become an apotropos. So in order to make it that people should want to be an apotropos, not be afraid, there's this halacha that even though right now they'll have to lay out the money, but later when the assignment become older, they have a right to go and collect the money back from the assignment. Now, Omamidanam apotropin letam ligvis megufay tanoihi. That we just said we don't. You should know it's a machlokes tanoim in this halacha. If you have the assignment on the shore, when the shore does damage, even the first time, but tam, do we appoint an apotropos right then, that if it does another time damage, we'll have to pay for it or not, is a machlokes tanoim. Tanya, we learned like this. Shore shenizchar shu bolof, or shore that its owner became a cherish, became deaf and dumb. V'nishtata tu bolof, its owner became a shaita, became the fool. V'shohochu bolof levdinat hayom, or else the owner left town, went over the ocean, went on the other side, he's not around. And then the shore does damage, what's the locha? So Yehuda ben Nekusya Omar, sumchis hareyu bitamusoy. The shore just remains a town, there's nobody now, there's no bailam here. Until you can say, hey, this is in front of the Bailim. Like, you can't do anything right now. The shore remains a tam. We appoint right now a guardian right now. And if the shore does damage, and the Eidim there seeing the shore does damage, the Eidim come now in front of the apotropin. And they can make the shore right now into a tam. To have to pay the chasinezik. Nispaka chacheris, let's say the cheris becomes normal again. Nishtafa ashoita, the fool becomes normal. Vigdil akotna, the kotna becomes the godol. Or bo bolum dina tayom, or else the owner comes back from dina tayom. What's going to be the locha now? Yehuda ben Nekusya in there, sumchis. Yehuda ben Nekusya. Oma sumchis, the sumchis says, chosla temusai. You should know, even though it did damage already 3 times already before, and it became a muid, but now when the owners change, it goes back to the original owner, it loses its halacha of a mu'id, and it comes back to be just a tam. It'll only have to pay now chatzin ezek. Until you say this in front of the owner, until it does a damage now 3 times in front of the owner. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, hareyu b'cheskos. I know that the animal still stays the same way it was before. Before it was the cheskos a mu'id, it still remains now also to be a mu'id. Yeah. Alright, turn over. Omru, say like this, my harehu betamusai. What does it mean to say the shore remains for being a tam? Dekama sumchas, what does sumchas mean to say? Elaim, if you want to tell me, delay me yayid klal, that does not become a mu'ed at all. Kozman is by the apotropos, it does not become a mu'ed at all. Hamidiktani sefer, since the sefer says, chosel etamusai, no, it returns back to become a tam. Mechlal the yayid, mashman, now it did become a mu'ed. So something for sure happened to it right now. So what happened to it? What's the pshat to say hareyu b'temusai? Like it's a stira. How could you say it's still a tam, and then its mashmid goes back to be a tam, which is mashmid became a mu'id. So if it became a mu'id, what do you mean to say it still remains a tam? Elimar says, Elamai hareyu b'temusai. What does it mean again? This shore that's owned by Yisaimim. So they made an apotropos, a guardian, to take over it. And it did damage now. What do you mean to say that it remains a tam? Musay remains a tam? Hareya between Musay, tloy mechasrin lay. That's what it means to say. That we don't take it away from the assignment. We don't let you collect the goof of the shore. Le machasrinin. We don't let him lose the shore. That's what it means to say.
Yeah. So we don't, notice, we don't let the tan, you don't collect nigufay. To lay machasrin and lay. Alma, what do we see? Ein mamid an apotropos letam ligvois nigufay. That's all it means to say. That even though there's an apotropos there, and the shor does it three times and become a muid, and then they will have to pay. It only means to say that when the kozman is a tam, you don't have a right to collect the guf of the shor. You can't be mechas to take the shor away from the assignment. So kozman is an apotropos here, by the assignment. It never loses its din tam means, it remains a tam means, you can't take the animal away. So Alma, what do you see? That eima needs an apotropos letam ligvais megufay. But the Chachamim Maimon, the Chachamim say though, ma nidin lam apotropos. We do approach an apotropos. Ol nidin lahem bifnei apotropos. And we let them say this in front of the apotropos. Alma, what do we see? Ma nidin apotropos. What do we see? Ma nidin apotropos letam ligvais megufay. That we do appoint an apotropos, even for a tam, to let it be collected megufay. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim here. If you have this shor belonging to the assignment and it does damage now, do we let them collect the guf of the shor or not? Tamar says, "B'maika miflugi." What's the machlokes over here? Rishus mishana ikabenayu. A rishus that changes is a difference. It's Rashi or rishus shenishtana law. Sheyotze midi apotropos nichlo rishus vayle mishana esadosa.
But what's the machlokes if it's choizel etas musai or it remains a muid? The second machlokes. In other words, it was a muid by the apotropos. When he was watching it, it did damage three times. Now the animal became a muid. So it says though, but if the cotton becomes a gadol, or if the shreita becomes a normal, now that they become the owner, it's a machlokes. Does the shor go back to be a tam again, or does it remain with its muid? What's this machlokes? This is a machlokes if an animal changes ownership, does it lose its hador, its muid, or not? Sumchis sabar rishus mishana. That since you changed its ownership, it changed from the apotropos. Back to these katanim right now, it changes its hador, it loses its din muid, it becomes a tam. Reb Yosi sabar no, rishush ain't a mishana. Even though it changes ownership, so what? It does not change the halacha. That since it was a muid already, it still remains a muid. It doesn't change, it'll still remain, always be a muid. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf lamid tesam abeis in the middle of the Gemara. Okay, and the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Brisa like this. Shor cherish shay to the cotton. Or shor that belongs to either a cherish or shay to the cotton, the nav lav ben edayin inu, shenogach, the shor did damage. So it says, Rabbi Yaakov mishalim chatinezik. Rabbi Yaakov paid a chatinezik. So the Gemara asked the question, Rabbi Yaakov, maya viditate. Like, what is Rabbi Yaakov doing here? What did he do wrong? What do you mean to say Rabbi Yaakov paid a chatinezik? Like, why did he pay a chatinezik? So Elo rather said like this, the Gemara means, the Brisa means, Elo Eimor Rabbi Yaakov Oime Mishalim Chatinezik. Rabbi Yaakov says that Alocha in such a case is that they have to pay a chatinezik. We'll soon see the Apotropos here that takes over the shore for the Cheresh straight to the cotton, he has to pay a chatinezik. So Mar says, B'mayas Kinen, what are we talking about over here? What type of a shor was it? Ibitam, if the shor was a tam, the first, second, or third time it does damage. For the Mar Pshita, of course, like it has to pay a chatinezik. Like the Kula Yalma, Nami chatinezik, Kudim Shalom. For everybody else also, you only have to pay a chatinezik. So what's the chiddush over here that he says you pay a chatinezik? See, if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yaakov's chiddush is that they have to pay altogether, maybe I would have thought to say that potter. So kamashmon that the chayif. So Rashi says, if so, he just should have said the mechayif. He just should have said Rabbi Yaakov mechayif. For what purpose does he have to say the chayif to pay a chatinezik? See, if the chiddush is that Tam pays a chatinezik, the Gemara is the kasha pshita. The kulu yal manami chatinezik u demishalim. Viba muud elamai, you want to say we're talking about a muud over here?
So it depends. E di avdilei shmiro, if the apotropos here made a good shmiro mula, if so, klal leboil shlumei.
He should not have to pay anything. Not a chatinezik and not a nezik shalom. He should be put to legamri. Like if the owner taka made a good shmiro, so they should be put to legamri. Why does he say you have to pay a chatinezik?
Vid lo yavdi le shmiro, elamai the apotropos did not make a shmiro, did not watch it at all. If so, kuli nezik boi shlumi, then it should have to pay a nezik sholem. What does Rabbi Yaakov say, yoni echatzi nezik? It should be a regular nezik sholem like any other mu'ad that has to pay a nezik sholem. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yaakov? What does he say, yoni echatzi nezik?
Omar Ravis says the pshat from Rabbi Yaakov is Li'oilom b'mu'ud. We're talking about Taka, the shor is a mu'ud. It already did damage three times already. The shor is a mu'ud. So, why does it say only Echatzi Nezek? V'yohocha b'may askinon, the avde shmira p'chusa. We're talking about that the owner here, the Chereshrei Tzvikoton, made a small type of a shmira. They made a shmira p'chusa. That means they watched it from a ruach mitzuya. They have a door closed, that this door could watch it from a ruach mitzuya. And Rashi says, shmira p'chusa. Not al the foneha kero, they closed the door in front of their shor, and v'amrinu l'kamon delesh yichoylo lamad ruach mitzuya zel kero v'ainu shmira p'chusa. As long as a normal wind cannot blow down this door, that's called a shmira, a good shmira, a shmira p'chusa. Eitz a ruach sheina mitzuya, but it's not a good shmira for a wind that's not mitzuya. So therefore, the chiddush over here is that they have to pay a chatzi nezek. So now, again, we're talking about now that they made a shmira p'chusa. And v'loy avdilei shmira mula. They did not make a good watching. In other words, the ruach she'ena metzuya, a strong wind, could come and break down this door. So now, why only echatzi nezek it's a mu'ud? For Rabbi Yaakov, sovula atayik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov, first of all, holds like Rabbi Yehuda shita, the oma that says, tzad tamus v'mekoy mo'emedis. That a shore always, a shore for negicha, for keren, always starts off first it's a tam, and after three times it becomes a mu'ud. When it becomes a mu'ud, if shat is, it has to pay nezik sholem. But the first chatzin nezik still remains. It always has a din tamas on it, that the first chatzin nezik you're paying is machmas a din of tam. Just you have to pay another chatzin nezik because of the din of a mu'ud. But the lochas of tamus still remain even by a mu'ud, for the first chatzin nezik. Now, v'sovulok Reb Yehuda diyoma mu'ed sagilei b'shmira p'chusa. He also holds like Reb Yehuda Shita, that holds that a mu'ed is enough for a shmira p'chusa. And v'sovulok Rabbonon diyamri ma'midin apotropos latam ligvois megufoi. So it comes out like this. This shor now is a mu'ed. Now for a mu'ed, he holds like Reb Yehuda Shita that a shmira p'chusa is enough. If you have a shor that's a mu'ed, and you make a small shmira, just a shmira that the door could watch it through a ruach mitzuya, you're potter. You don't have to pay. And we'll dash from psukim, that special psukim, that for a shor ha-mu'id, it's enough for shmira p'chusa. But for a shor ha-tam, it's not enough for shmira p'chusa. For a shor ha-tam, shmira p'chusa means nothing. You have to have a shmira mula for a shor ha-tam. So therefore, this mu'id, if you hold like Reb Yehuda Shita, that sa-tamus, b'mekoy mo'emedes, that's the difference. This shor ha-mu'ed, you watch to the shmira p'chusa, so you potter from paying the extra chatzi nezik that makes it into a nezik sholem. But the first chatzi nezik that you have to pay, that's still midin tam, and midin tam, you're not potter on the shmira p'chusa. You're chayif for shmira p'chusa. That's why this cheres shreit v'kotan, even though their shor is a mu'ed, they have to pay a chatzi nezik. Because the chatzi nezik as tamus, they're still mechuyif to pay. They didn't make a shmira mula, they only made a shmira p'chusa. And also he holds the what? That the Amrina Mamidin Apotropos Latam Ligvis Megufoi. Like, why does Rabbi Yaakov have to teach us this Chiddush by a Cheres Shreit V'Kotin? Let him teach us this Chiddush by regular, Godol, by a Pikeach. The Chiddush is, even by a Cheres Shreit V'Kotin, that we have to put an Apotropos to watch their shore, like they themselves, for sure Apoto. We're talking about we made an Apotropos, a guardian that has to watch it. And the Chiddush is that the Apotropos, even though it's a din tam here, that they take away, they collect from the goof of the shore, still we appoint an Apotropos to take away from the goof of the shore. All this is what Rabbi Yaakov holds. That's his Chiddush. Therefore, there's a case that a Cheres Shreit V'Kotan, they will have to pay a Chatzi Nezek on their Mu'ud, and even though it means you have to make an Apotropos, and they'll take away the goof of the shore, at least the Chatzi Nezek worth, from the shore, even though it's from an Apotropos. Omalei Abayas said back, for loy pligi, doesn't Rabbi Yaakov argue on Rabbi Yehuda? You want to tell me Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda? No, I have a proof that he argues. For a time you will learn like this, Shor shel cheres shaita v'katan, a shor that belongs to a cheres shaita v'katan, shenogach, Rabbi Yehuda mechay, Rabbi Yehuda taka says, yes, they have to pay. Rabbi Yaakov oimeh, chatzin nezek hudu mishalem. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, they only have to play a chatzin nezek. So kids, you see clearly, Rabbi Yaakov argues on Rabbi Yehuda. So it can't go the way Rabbi wanted to say before, that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Because here it says clearly that Rabbi Yehuda himself says Yechayiv, Mashma Nezek Sholem, and Rabbi Yaakov is the one that says you only have to pay a Chatzin Nezek. So Amar Rava Bar Ula, Masha Mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda, Tirish Rabbi Yaakov. I'll tell you, no, there's no machlokes. According to Rava, Rava meant to learn that Rabbi Yaakov says Yechayiv Chatzin Nezek, he comes to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda just said Mechayiv. How much are you Mechayiv? Rabbi Yaakov explained it means a Chatzin Nezek. That's the way Rava learns. Therefore, Rava says that Rabbi Yaakov goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Most says, Ulabayi, though, the Yom HaPligi B'mai Pligi, but according to Abayi, he doesn't like this. Abayi says, no, there's a Machloikis. Rabbi Yaakov says the Chatzin Nezek, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam the Mechayiv, Mashma Nezek Shalom. So the way Abayi learns there's a Machloikis B'mai Pligi, what is the Machloikis in? Omalok, he says like this, Hocha B'mai Eskin, you know what we're talking about over here? The Mu'id, we're talking about Taka, the Shor is a Shor HaMu'id. V'loi Natre Klau. And this apotropis, the owner here, the apotropis didn't wash it at all. So therefore it's like this. Reb Yaakov Savulak Reb Yehuda Bechoda Upolagale Bechoda. Reb Yaakov holds like Reb Yehuda in one way, in one halacha, but he argues on another halacha. Savulak Reb Yehuda Bechoda Tiyilu Reb Yehuda Savat Tzatamus Bimekoy Maimedis. Reb Yehuda, the Tzatamus always stays the way it is. So therefore it's always called first a Tam, even though it became a Mu'it. Or Paula Galeb Chodah. Deal Rabbi Yehuda Sava Mamidim Hamapatropis Letam Ligvois Migufoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we could appoint an apotropis, even though it would mean we take away the goof of the shore from the Cheres Shaita V'Katan. So what? Still we appoint an apotropis that when the shore is a tam and the Nizik wants to come and collect and have no other place to collect only from the shore, they could take away the shore. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says he has to pay a Nizik Sholem, because we're talking about it's a Mu'it. But it's a mu'id, as the pshat is though, that sat hamus v'mekoyim ha'medis. The first chatzin nezik you're paying is still machmas adin tam, which means the nizik has the right to collect from the goof of the shore. And if Yehuda says yes, you could take away the goof of the shore, even though it's from a cheres shaita of a katan. Since we have an apotropis, you could take away the goof of the shore from them. And then the rest of the nezik sholem, that also you have to pay. But Rav Yaakov, so Rav Yaakov holds no. Ein ma'midin. You can't appoint an apotropis to take away the goof of the shore from them. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yaakov, now that the shore is a mu'id, and he also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda's first halacha, that Tamos the Mekoyim Medes, so every mu'id, half of the payment is still megufay, al din tam, and the second half is mi'aliyah. But Rabbi Yaakov holds, though, from Napatropis, from Yisoymin, we don't let them take away the goof of the shore. Therefore, the first chatzin nezik, that's midin tamus, you're potter from paying. There's no apotropis for that. It's only the second year that you're paying a nezik sholem, that's min aliyah, and that we had a machlokes before, whether it's from the apotropis's money, or whether it's from the karka, the Yisrael Mamon, that Rabbi Yaakov agrees they have to pay. So that's the machlokes. And then even v'loi mishalem el apalga demuit. So kids, that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. If we make an apotropis, that we could take away the goof of the shore from the Yisrael Mamon. Or from the Cheres Shaita V'Katan. Oh, Malay Ravaka Bar Abaye L'Ravino, Bishleim El Abaye, it's very good according to Abaye, Diyom HaPligi, that he learns, yes, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir, it's very good Eloshin, where Rabbi Yehuda stands, says Chayiv, and the way Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov says Chatzin Nezek. So Rashi says, Shem L'Abaye Diyom HaPligi, Shapir Mukula B'Mu'id, That's why it's good why it says in two cases, the second one's by a mu'id. Elo. Elo Rava. Diyom alay pligi. Rava says, no, there's no machlekes, they both agree. And Rabbi Yaakov also agrees. That ma midim apotropis latam. If they both agree to this, el rova diyom alay pligi. Sa'adim mukila b'muid. Why do we have to say we're talking about a muid over here? Nukma v'tam. Say it's talking about by a tam already. Like you say, we're talking about a muid, and you made a shemira p'chusa, and you're teaching me that a shemira p'chusa helps for the tzad muid, but it doesn't help for the tzad tam, therefore you're paying a chatzin ezek.
So what do you have to go into a tangent of a muid? Say poshid. Say we're talking about a tam debtor. And the chiddush will be then that you hold my midun apotropis league voice miyasaimim. As a mukul of the muid, nutm of a tam. Why don't you say the case is poshid? Talking about a regular case of a tam.